dat is niet waar. Paasendorp blijft ook hartstikke belangrijk.
Zeker, dat is niet, vrij belangrijk.
Is heel belangrijk. Maar vorig seizoen was Paris al eerder bij ons op bezoek. Want toen was ze op zoek naar deelnemers voor haar webserie op Linda TV, Dating the Dam. En dat was een succes, want er komt een tweede seizoen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, pleasure. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, again, because you were here before last season.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And there's going to be a second season.
Yeah, exactly. So we're filming at the end of this month and December for the second series, which should be out sometime near the end of January in 2017.
Right.
Excited?
Really excited, yeah. If the first season was anything to go by, it was so much fun making it. So really excited to speak with more people, different stories, and yeah.
Great. For people who somehow missed the series and did not listen the last time, so that's a problem already. But what is Dating the Dam? What's it about?
Yeah, so Dating the Dam sort of started because Amsterdam, as I mentioned last time, it's got the most number of different nationalities living side by side, kind of relative to its size. So there are actually more different nationalities living in Amsterdam than there are in New York. So I was like, well, that's really interesting, that diversity. I wonder how that kind of translates into the dating dynamics of the city. So I kind of wanted to explore that and just really speak to everyday people and get their opinions, experiences, not only about dating, but also Amsterdam, why they choose to live here, and, you know, Dutch people also, their experiences of the city. So it was just kind of a good vehicle to get conversation flowing, really.
And you already did one series, so now you're a dating expert, an Amsterdam dating expert. Is there something that really surprised you, stereotypes that completely were debunked, or okay, this is true, this is a stereotype that's...
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't call myself a dating expert. That's absolutely not something I take. But no, what's been great is to really hear the variety of opinions and experiences. And, you know, for every single stereotype, there's an equal number of experiences and opinions which go against that. And it just shows that they just don't hold true at all. Saying that everyone has got something different to say, and I think that, you know, that's absolutely not a truth, but it's almost everyone's individual truth, and everyone's individual truth makes some kind of reality. So that's been great. I mean, I think the overall kind of conclusion, if I was to have any, would be that, you know, people date people that they would date in any country, regardless of where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, so that doesn't change. I mean, nationality has got nothing to do with it. You don't kind of go to Mexico and think, oh, I suddenly have a thing for guys in sombreros. No, like, if you come to Amsterdam, you don't suddenly think, okay, I'm really attracted to 6-foot-tall blonde guys who are head of a hockey fraternity, you know, unless, of course, you're into that already, which is fine. So, yeah, that's been really interesting. And just to see, you know, one person says one thing, another person says something completely different. So that's been great, because I feel that stereotypes have been challenged. But then also it's been funny to see, you know, examples of kind of where the stereotypes have been, like, put into place and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
So actually, I have to find some hockey frat boy with a sombrero.
Then,
interesting combination.
Then everything is okay.
I have a head on right now.
Okay, let's go. Any relationships that blossomed from the show?
Well, I think so. There were six. After the two pilots, there were six episodes of season one, and I think three were a success. So they were definitely texting and had some kind of relation afterwards. To what degree, I don't know, because I feel like I kind of stalk people enough prior to the episodes. And if I carried on stalking them, so how's it going? Did he text you? Why not?
Yeah.
It might be a bit strange. But I think that's quite indicative of kind of real life as well. And, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday who did a Loma from actually the last episode of season one, and she was sort of introducing a friend, and she said, you know, I did it, and it's really not as awkward as it sounds. It was actually quite fun. So I think everyone's had a really good time, and it's just been great to get people talking. I think kind of intercultural dating, it's been around forever, but it's definitely something of our generation as well, with social media, gap years, Erasmus term abroads. I mean, it's really something of our time, and whilst there are no huge conclusions to make, there are kind of comical elements, or it just these small differences or these small subtleties which are different for everyone, and everyone's got their own kind of experience of that. But you know, it's interesting.
Ja, je hoort Paris Garces bij ons in de studio en ze maakt een webserie Dating the Dam op Linda TV. In de because yesterday evening I watched all the of course I already watched some episodes.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, but I binge watched them all yesterday evening.
Oh.
And in the Dimple and Jan Willem episode,
yeah,
that was a really funny one.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good one. You can check them out on Linda TV, right?
Yes, so yeah, they're all still on Linda TV and on Linda TV Facebook as well.
Great, so people can watch what we're talking about. But Dimple, she like grew up between India and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she never lived in such a sexual liberated place where women are as strong as men, mm-hmm, and we can date and have kids before marriage, mm, and everything like that. Do you think, have you ever met people, men, who think that we are a bit too liberal? Like women are a bit too liberal in Amsterdam.
What, and they should suddenly get back in their place and get to change the kitchen. No, I haven't. But interesting that you mentioned that, because I think that, because of course everyone has something different to say, but there are reoccurring themes that come up. And this whole sense of kind of approaching and who does the approaching and kind of traditional roles of men and women is something that comes up time and time again. And people seem to be quite confused about their own opinions on it. And everyone likes the idea, you know, they say like, okay, in the Netherlands, it's much more normal for like a woman to approach a man should she like him. And most people seem to think that that's great because it's a kind of a sign of equality and why shouldn't she? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I can also tell by speaking to some people that they're a bit like, but you know, I want him to approach me or...
Yeah.
And I actually was speaking to a Dutch woman the other day, and she was saying, these were literally her words, she was like, I think that, you know, Dutch women are extremely efficient and confident, and that's great, but maybe that's confusing for men, or they don't know how to cope with that. And I mean, I don't know, I'm not a man, let alone a Dutch man. But yeah, I'm not sure. I was speaking to a British guy the other day, and he was saying, he again was talking about that, and he was like, that just completely blew my mind, because in the UK, you know, it's very much the whole game thing. So that's been interesting.
Interesting. We have a Dutchman in the studio.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's nice when women are more confident and just make their own... If you want to go for it, then go for it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, I think it's a little bit old-fashioned that you wait for the girl to... for the man to approach or... You know, 2016, almost 2017, if you want something, grab it.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And also another thing which has been coming back time and time again is this theme of who's going to pay. And obviously that's an actual problem on the date because we pay for everything. But, you know, I'm personally kind of so shocked by how much that theme comes up because it's like, why is everyone being so weird about it? Like, clearly it's really strange to... go on a date and start, you know, counting how many sips of beer someone had. I mean, that's just like the epitome of not being gezellig. On the other hand, it's totally strange for a guy to... Why on earth would a guy pay for a girl, you know, all the time? It's just madness. So
It depends a little bit. If you have a first date and it's getting along and it's nice, okay, then of course you would buy probably the first bill and the second also, but... Later on, when you're like really, I think it's also sexy if a girl says like in the third date, "Hey, no way, I'm gonna pay," or you know,
yeah, exactly.
Let's split
it's
or whatever.
Just normal. It's but some people get so like kind of caught up on this issue, and I don't really get. I get it.
No, it's weird. It was an Instagram post last week, I think. No, two weeks ago, where a guy said, are we gonna date again? And she said, well, I'm gonna do other things now. Okay, so can I have $12.50 for the movies then? Because yeah, that's people get really weird about paying stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of interesting stuff that's come up, and it's very funny to see. It's very good to see some kind of mirror, like, oh, are we Dutch people? Are we like this? You are looking for participants.
I am looking for anyone and everyone. The only kind of criteria is that you're a resident of Amsterdam, and as I've said before, no twats allowed.
No.
That's really, really important. So regardless of age, sexuality, nationality, literally anyone and everyone is welcome. The point of Dating the Dam Amsterdam is to celebrate diversity within Amsterdam and all the different people who constitute that, whether they're Dutch, international, you know, the point is to celebrate diversity in Amsterdam.
And it really shines through in your episodes. It's not, you're not getting set up. It's a very nice, fun, loving...
I'm really aware that people, you know, when I want people to have a good time, I want them to enjoy themselves. The idea is not to trick and embarrass, it's to spark conversation amongst everyday people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really important to me that people feel comfortable, so I'm really kind of vigilant about that.
Okay, do you still have that dodgy email address?
I do.
Okay.
datingthedam@gmail.com, and I'd really like to receive some non-dodgy emails on that account because I have been receiving really weird and wacky emails on that account.
You should have mentioned that.
Behave, everybody.
Yeah, behave.
Behave, and please come back and tell us about the dirty emails that you get.
Yeah. So datingthedam@gmail.com.
Yeah. Well, if you laat ik het in het Nederlands zeggen. Als je dit allemaal gemist hebt, we hadden echt een superleuk gesprek, Dating the Dam. Als je mee wilt doen, zometeen na onze uitzending kun je dit terugluisteren. En dan vind je ook het e-mailadres. Het klinkt een beetje eng, maar Amsterdam FM backt het op, toch? Gewoon een keurig,
zeker, ja.
Ja, keurig e-mailadres. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck.
Good luck with the second season.
Thank you.
I hope it will be as fun as the first one.
Me too.